Next item, Mr. Graham.
The next item is a consent agenda item, and it's a little bit different than the normal consent agendas in that it's not a violation. But Honeywell Hopewell Plant is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge up to 40,000 cubic yards of state-owned bottom material within the James River adjacent to their industrial operation in the city of Hopewell. In this instance, they're proposing to pump the material overboard to a disposal site across the river from the plant site. We subjected the public interest review, and there was no opposition. There were some comments from VIMS and the advisory agencies regarding time of year restrictions, and we're prepared to recommend that. The real sticking point was it was initially going to be a page two, and as staff was reviewing the agenda, we felt that possibly that the overboard use of state-owned submerged lands public trust for strictly a private purpose might warrant a royalty. So we had recommended to the applicant that we were going to put along as page two with a recommendation for a royalty, and we had used $1 a square foot, even though the industrial royalty for fill, and it's primarily upland, is $5, commercial is $2, and it's $1 a square foot for people that are building private bulkheads. Admittedly, this is not a fill operation, although material is going on state-owned bottom. The applicant agrees that they are obtaining a private benefit from the use of public trust lands, but also admittedly, it caught them a little bit off guard when we were at the 11th hour recommending a royalty assessment for something that has been done previously with no royalty. Now, it has not been done since we started the royalty assessments in December of 2005. But in looking at the guidelines, the applicant has indicated that there's really not a criteria for overboard disposal where you're not creating upland property. So what they have proffered and what we are recommending is that they're offering to pay a $10,000 one-time charge at this point, at this juncture, for the use of state-owned bottoms for the placement of the dredge material, with the understanding that they will reevaluate prior to the next maintenance schedule the potential use of upland property. We're also asking that the commission, because there's not a specific criteria for overboard disposal, the commission may want to refer this to the Habitat Management Advisory Committee to bring back a recommendation if, in fact, the committee feels that it's warranted. So in addition to accepting the one-time charge of $10,000 and approving the maintenance dredging, we are recommending that you do your standard conditions regarding pre-dredge and post-dredge notification, and we are recommending a time of year restriction for anadromous species, which would prohibit the dredging between February 15th through June 30th of any year. Obviously, this is another time constraint that mitigated towards our trying to address it in this fashion, because they really need to get the contractor in there. They need to undertake the dredging prior to the time of year kicking in. And so it really was unfortunate that we couldn't reach an agreement, but we're bringing it to you in this fashion in hopes that you will endorse that consent agreement.
Any questions of Mr. Grab? Mr. Schick? I'm sorry, Mr. Fox.
In reading the briefing papers, there was a discussion about the upland disposal, and then I couldn't follow really what happened to that discussion and why upland disposal is not applicable at this time.
Well, they've not used upland disposal in the past, because when Keepon was an issue, we intentionally wanted to keep it overboard. Again, because of the time constraints, they really don't have time at this juncture to really investigate nearby upland disposal sites to create something to undertake the preparation and use it for this maintenance dredging episode. They acknowledge that with a one-time authorization to undertake it now, and the last study of upland sites was 10 years ago, they will look at upland sites, and quite frankly, if you can continue to use state-owned bottom for free, it really doesn't drive you to be looking at upland sites. But they understand now that they will investigate, and they've said it may make more economic sense to acquire an upland site, amortize it over a long period of time. It might be cheaper than the assessment on an individual basis, in assessing state royalty. So that's one thing that they will be looking at prior to the next maintenance dredging. I think the frequency is probably only every 5 or 6 years, so they've got adequate time in which to investigate those costs prior to the next maintenance dredging episode.
Well, is $10,000 enough money to really encourage them to look for an upland site?
I think $10,000 right now is what they're offering because we don't know what the square footage is. Part of the problem really has been with an unconfined overboard disposal site, you don't know specifically the area that's being used. If it were 10 acres, that works out to be 2 cents per square foot,
right,
which is less than what we charge for beach nourishment at 5 cents a square foot. If it comes down to, you know, 5 acres, it's 4 cents. And so to try to do it dimensionless at this point, we basically, you know, they offered to pay $10,000. We thought that was reasonable since it is a first time that the commission would be assessing a royalty for this sort of a disposal operation by a private entity. We don't charge for the core and maintenance dredging under that circumstance.
Do we have any clue of how many cubic yards?
It's 40,000 cubic yards.
40,000 cubic yards.
They were willing to pay the cubic yardage figure, which is 20 to 60 cents a cubic yard. My feeling was the General Assembly has specifically exempted maintenance dredging, and I figured there was a potential legal problem in assessing and collecting a royalty on a cubic yardage basis for maintenance dredging, even with their concurrence, when in fact the code exempts it. So I think it probably should be on a square footage basis, but it's a little bit more difficult at this juncture in deciding what the size of the area would be and what the rate should be, and that's what I think HMAC would.
Do you have any idea what upland disposal normally runs per cubic yard?
Well, no. I mean, if it's agricultural area, you're talking, you know, normally $5,000 or $10,000, I think, an acre for agricultural land. And again, it depends on the cost advertised over 20 or 50 years. You know, you could acquire it, and it might cost, you know, initially, you know, more. But let's say if you took $1 a square foot, which is what we were looking at over a 10-acre, you're talking $450,000 to put the material over.
Right.
And if you do that every 5 or 6 or 10 years, you can buy a lot of upland for that amount of money. Now, I'm not saying that should be the rate, but it really, if there's a cost for the use of a public trust resource, it does get factored into then the cost of the dredging if you're looking for an upland site. And that's really what we were trying to get the commission to.
It appears to me that this will always be the cheap alternative if it's $10,000 a pop.
Oh, no, the $10,000 is only a one-time, at this juncture, it's a consent agreement to let us do the dredging now.
Right.
We're willing to pay $10,000 with the understanding that it's only one time and that prior to the next episode there may be a royalty for the use of it. So this is just because of the narrowing of the window that they've got to move ahead, and I quite frankly don't know what that figure should be. What I do know is up until now they had not paid for it at all.
Right.
And it really is a new. What I'm seeking is a policy affirmation by the commission that, in fact, this should be, you know, assessed a royalty for this use of this public trust resource. The rate remains to be seen and would be determined after the commission adopted a rate schedule or a range and decided whether it should be cubic yard, stacked high and deep, square footage. I really don't know. Square footage just seemed to be the area that you were impacting from an ethnic resource standpoint.
Well, it seems to me that you've come up with a good idea as far as how to handle it this time, but it seems to me there needs to be some consideration undertaken as to how to specifically handle it in future operations. So,
correct. And Mr. Hayes is their attorney. I mean, if I've misconstrued anything for the Honeywell Hopewell's.
Okay. Any further questions of Mr. Grab?
No, I'm just concerned that next time we'll be in the same situation. And
I think that's at our option,
yeah,
as to whether we want to be in that situation or not. Mr. Schick?
And if it's the commission's pleasure, and I guess this is your suggestion, is the Habitat Subcommittee might want to take a look at it and bring something back to the commission.
But you did the chair.
Yes.
That was going to be second prong of the fork.
Right.
Further questions? Mr. Hayes, did you have anything you'd like to say before the commission?
No, Commissioner Bowman, I think Bob
Okay. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. First, is anyone in the audience pro or con for or against this project? Thank you. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Schick.
Yes, I move to accept staff recommendation in this matter and with the understanding that we'll be reviewing this as a policy.
Sir, second. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is closed meeting for consultation with a briefing by counsel. However, I'm informed by counsel we don't need a closed meeting. However, he does have an announcement or...
Yeah, I think it's a matter of public knowledge now because the Supreme Court has issued its decision or its decision not to decide the Boone's Pier case that the commission approved a couple of years ago, the structure on top of the bar restaurant. Circuit Court found against it. The Court of Appeals upheld the commission's decision. They had tried to appeal that to the Supreme Court of Virginia, and the Supreme Court of Virginia declined to take the case. So the Court of Appeals decision will stand.
Thank you, Mr. Josephson. Any questions?